There's no standard way to track drug abuse in our society, so researchers find clues through death reports, police reports, helpline phone calls, and treatment records. And the picture this year shows heroin is making a comeback. It peaked in the 90s, but since then it was mostly confined to aging drug addicts. Caleb Banta-Green of the UW's Drug Abuse Institute says younger people are turning to heroin.
Is young adults 18 to 29? And much of that growth is actually outside of the King County region.
So we're talking small towns?
You know, what we're talking about is places like Bellingham and Port Angeles and Aberdeen, places like that.
Banta-Green says he suspects the uptick is because teenagers first get addicted to prescription painkillers, such as oxycodone, which they might get through friends or even family. Those are the number one cause of overdose, but they're actually declining because of campaigns to limit painkiller prescriptions and get them out of medicine cabinets. Eventually, he says, the young addict turns to heroin, which is a related drug. Heroin is typically injected by needle, so there's likely to be a growing demand for needle exchange programs. On the brighter side, it's easier now to save someone who overdoses because of a Good Samaritan law that lets virtually anyone get a prescription for the antidote to opiate drugs. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.